This holiday season, cold and room temperature cocktails are out. Hot cocktails, definitely a thing. Details coming up on this week's 90.5 WESA Social Club. And this is your Social Club podcast for the weekend of Friday, December 4th, 2015. I'm Josh Rollerson from 90.5 WESA. And Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh joins me for this little conversation every week. Rachel, welcome back. How was your Thanksgiving?
I ate a lot, is the sign of a good Thanksgiving.
Did you get yourself into a nice tryptophan coma?
I pretty much
did. Are you still in it?
You know when you eat so much and you're drinking so much that the drinking doesn't even affect the...
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I hit some kind of tolerance plateau.
Yeah. So it was just... I was out by 7,
mm-hmm.
maybe 8. I don't know.
Wow.
It was rough.
So we just flip-flopped.
Oh, were you partying night long?
Well, I didn't have to be anywhere in the morning, so I was just up watching TV and
catching up on the DVR?
What did I watch? I wish I had a DVR.
Oh.
I've been watching The Man in
VHS?
The High Castle.
Sorry. A Man in the High Castle.
Have you seen that?
No.
It's good.
I have no clue what you're talking about, but okay.
It's on Amazon streaming.
Okay.
It's an adaptation of a classic Philip K. Dick novel.
Gotcha.
What else? The new Aziz Ansari show.
Oh, yeah. I'm like 3 or 4 episodes in.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't all TV. I got out of the house a couple times, which is pretty good for me.
I know. So. I hear ice skating at the rink.
Ice skating at the rink.
You go through the European market?
We kind of cruise through...
Yeah.
Market Square on the way. We stop.
I went into one of the biggest house, mm-hmm. which has amazing, intricately handmade wooden sculptures. They're wooden and glass and clay. I don't know.
Huh.
It's just a mixture of things. And of course, I picked one up and broke it.
Oh, nice.
I know. I was like.
So you had to buy it?
No. The guy was like, it's okay. And my husband was like, I'm ashamed.
Whoa.
And walked away.
So you just go in and break stuff and get away with it?
I literally would pick up something and be like, Rachel, don't break this. Don't break this. Don't break this. And then I drop something.
Bull in a china shop.
I know. It's very true. Yeah. But it's a very nice market. And it's a good thing that's around.
Oh, good. Well, yeah. So we've got this brief, precious period of like a little bit of breathing room in between the insanity of Thanksgiving and the much bigger insanity of Christmas,
right.
Which is coming.
Yes. So, well, we have the insanity of events because there's a lot.
Okay. Well, if I've learned one thing, it's you got to pace yourself. So let's try and prioritize some of these options because you're not going to be able to go do them all and still survive the next 3 weeks. So what are the best picks?
Okay. So I've got a couple. First off is the Joy of Cookies tour. Which is such an easy sell because pretty much in all of Lawrenceville from the 30s up to the 50s, the shops are going to be open.
It's the Cookie District.
The Cookie District of Pittsburgh. It's like a cookie table that you leisurely stroll to.
Very nice.
I love it. And every shop will have homemade cookies in. So
wasn't there just a cookie thing like a couple of weeks ago?
Was there?
Didn't we just do it?
We did talk about cookies, yes. But this is different because it's shopping and cookies.
Oh, that's completely different.
Yeah, the last one might have been like drinking and cookies. This one is shopping and cookies. And it's all homemade from different people around Lawrenceville. I believe the Lawrenceville Corporation tapped different people to do it, the cookies. And then they actually, on some of the stops, will have the recipes for the cookies too, which I think is so cute. So if you have a ginger snap that rocks your world, there might be a recipe for it. And you can also get some... gifts for
and you
others.
Can tell yourself that it's educational.
And
it's not just about eating cookies.
You're gathering the recipes. So that goes from Thursday until Sunday, all throughout the day and into the evening hours in Lawrenceville. So you can check out.
That sounds fairly intense.
It's a long time, but it's a lot of cookies, so you can get through if you don't go through sugar coma.
Okay. We are already off to a fairly intense start to what was supposed to be kind of a chill interregnum period.
Sorry, Josh. It's not going to slow down.
All right.
So throwing in a little culture, like I promised.
Okay.
We are kicking off the holiday season. I think this is chill. This is good and chill. You can go to Pittsburgh Ballet Theater's The Nutcracker, which is a classic. Word around the street is that they have a new tree this year. So they always add some element that is new to the production to keep it fresh.
I see.
And this year they have added a new tree, which the tree before, it grew to very tall heights at the end of the second act, I believe. And I asked my source and I was like, does it grow this year? And she said, you'll see. So you just have to check it out and see.
Tantalizing.
Right. I know. So it runs from December 4th through the 27th at the Benenum Theater. And it's one of my favorites. Obviously, the music is a classic. And
you don't have to bring a young child to go, although
no,
that's one way
oh my
to
gosh,
avoid getting
no.
weird looks.
You do not. And you can bring sippy cups into the Benenum, which
Ooh,
is even better.
This changes everything.
And then we also have a musical Christmas Carol that is the CLO's production that's at the Byam. And that runs from December 4th through December 20th. And obviously the Christmas Carol is a tradition.
Sure.
And a great story. And one of the only things that hasn't been changed from Christmas to the holidays, the holiday story. I like having Christmas in there. In the mix.
You seem like a Christmas type.
I'm a Christmas
You're traditionalist.
Type. Yes, I'm a Christmas type. And then,
whereas I loathe all holiday celebrations equally.
Oh, bah humbug. Jeez, yeah. Josh. Well, here, I've got a couple for you. How about the hot cocktails party with Prairie and Pittsburgh Cocktail Week?
Hot cocktails.
Hot cocktails.
Explain.
So, you know, a hot
like
toddy.
Like a hot toddy, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is like the time
Wait,
of
how
year.
Many hot cocktails are there? There's one, right?
Well, the Baileys and this is probably they would.
Baileys and coffee? What?
Yeah.
Irish coffee?
Baileys and coffee. I don't know. You're going to have to go to this.
But anything you would put in a hot beverage to sneak it into a place where alcohol shouldn't be consumed
is
it counts as a hot cocktail?
This is key.
All right.
This is key to go to this and find out what you can sneak in. Someone should smell okay. Josh's breath in the morning mm-hmm. or not. Wait, that might be a
no,
scary thing.
Usually not advised okay. under any circumstances.
So you can learn about hot cocktails and what makes a great hot cocktail at the New Prairie. Prairie is just recently opened in the Old Verde in the Garfield Green.
Right on the
Garfield line.
Garfield
into
East Liberty.
East Liberty,
yeah.
Yes. And Pittsburgh Craft Cocktail Week will be hosting that on Saturday, and that's from 2 to 5, so you can get your little buzz on.
Very nice.
And then we're into the shopping, so get ready, Josh.
Oh, God.
We have Handmade Arcade, which is Saturday,
uh-huh.
and it is all day long. It is from 11 to 7 at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. So this is the event that you want to be at to get locally handcrafted items for all of your loved ones and probably something for yourself as well.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I can afford that.
I think that you could afford something.
Okay.
Maybe a little, I don't know, handmade beer koozie
it,
or something. Yeah. Yeah.
I went to the Imedia Market last weekend and I got, hope my sister's boyfriend isn't listening because I got his Christmas present, which is a... Have you seen these wooden puzzle pack
yes,
beer.
Six yes, pack I saw that.
Beer carriers?
Yeah. I bet they'll be there because a lot of them make the rounds in the circuit of craft markets.
Right.
So if you went to Imeda and you were eyeing up something this last weekend, I bet you they're going to be at this one too. So it's kind of awesome. When you say Yinz, I'm thinking Steel City Cotton Works has Yinz socks
uh-huh.
that they're selling and they'll be at the Handmade Arcade, I believe. And what's great is that the parking is easy and there's free parking downtown. I don't think at the convention center, I doubt it, but in a lot of the different parking garages downtown, it's free. So you can head down there and park for free and then go to this event for free and spend your money.
Cool.
Save your money, parking, and spend your
it's
money.
Way more fun inside. To spend it.
Yes, it is very true. And then we also have the Freaky Flea and Counterculture Craft Fair.
Freaky, you say?
Yes. So this may not, you may not see the same vendors at Handmade Arcade and Freaky Flea because they'll be doing all things of the freakish nature at Kativo on Saturday from 4 to 9 p.m. So they're going to have different, they said, offbeat crafts. Unique jewelry, different toys, trinkets, obscure items. So I think that if you have someone that's either a very unique friend.
This is intriguing.
or I know that's why I'm saying talking about it. So a very unique friend in your life, or someone like, that's hard to buy for.
You'll see like a glass artisan, right? A glass blower.
Right.
Will have their wares out at something like I Made It Market. And
right.
It'll be, you know, glasses or something, or little curios and trinkets and
yes.
stuff. But you know they have a stock of, you know, like drug paraphernalia that they don't put out for those things.
Josh, right? Are you hanging out too much at like the vape rooms or something?
Maybe. I do work on the south side.
That's true.
Just
there's
a contact
like a
high from walking down Carson.
Shop on each corner.
Yeah.
They may. I don't think you'll find that at.
Well, somebody's making those.
They are. And they're pretty, hat. Too.
Yeah, it's a legit art form.
Although we don't promote illegal activities, maybe at some point when
only
it's
tacitly.
Legal.
Yeah.
I was going to say when it's legal, we'll talk.
That day's coming.
We'll
maybe.
Talk about that soon. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so you can hang out at a lot of the different craft markets all weekend long, or get your drink on and find out what hot cocktails to make, or you can head and culture yourself with a couple of different shows during the weekend.
All right, that should be plenty.
I know,
that'll
there's even more
busy.
I'm not even mentioning, like there's so much stuff.
Okay,
so.
Well keep your powder dry. That stuff is on Yelp.com, so you can find details on those and
absolutely.
Many more things to do this weekend, but for God's sake, pace yourself. It's
yes.
going to be rough.
Yes, it's going to be rough, but we're going to get through it.
All right. Rachel, courage.
I'm trying. Merry Christmas.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.